we're not. Are we talking about here the distinctions between who can engage in a marriage ceremony within the state, or who can live in a married status within the state?
We are talking here about who can have a marriage solemnized in the state.
Well, because New Mexico statutes 41-4, 40-1-4, like the common law and like cases and statutes all over the country, says that all marriage is celebrated beyond the limits of the state, which are valid according to the laws of the country where they're celebrated or contracted, shall be likewise valid in this state and have the same force if they've been celebrated in accordance with the laws in this state. That's been construed to recognize same-gender marriages that are contracted outside the state, correct?
That's correct.
And so people can come and live here and have children, not have children, live their lives, inherit, have community property and all that as same-gender couples if they just fly to L.A., get married, and come back here the same day, correct?
Under the current construction of the law.
That's what the legislature has done now. So basically, the prohibition in New Mexico is don't do it within our sight. Don't have the ceremony in front of us. But if you want to go to another state and come back, then you get all the benefits. That's basically the legislative policy, if you're correct.
I would respectfully disagree with that, Your Honor.
Which part of that is wrong?
Well, because the rational concerns that we talked about in the last portion of the argument, that the legislature could have about redefining marriage from a gendered institution to a genderless institution, those are created by the very redefining of the nature of the institution. That doesn't occur unless the legislature changes marriage as it's understood in this state and as it's recognized by the laws of this state. So as we look at the issue, the concerns that the legislature might have over redefining marriage don't happen until the statutes here change, because that's what changes the public meaning of marriage, and that's what creates the concerns, the rational concerns that some legislatures have.
Even though, as Justice Daniels said, every one of these plaintiffs could today fly to Los Angeles, fly to Boston, fly to a dozen other states, get married, return, and the future people can do the same thing and live openly, and they're within the law, correct?
Currently, yes. But the legislature could, of course, change that policy. The legislature could enact a statute if it deemed in the best interest.
Well, the legislature could always do a lot of things. They could say that same-sex marriage is illegal, but they haven't said that.
That's certainly correct, but it's
in fact, they refused to change the statute specifically with regard to same-gender marriages contracted out of state. You found that in your research, didn't you?
That's correct.
Right. They've declined to change the statute even after the same-gender marriages started being contracted out of state and recognized here.
That's correct.
So that's the current legislative situation.
It is.
On those out-of-state marriages that are being recognized and enforced in this state.
It is, but it's up to the legislature to decide what is the best policy for this state. And they can rationally conclude that they can allow those marriages to be recognized here, but they can have...
You're missing my point. How is it rational to have a statutory scheme that says it's okay for you to get married and to live together as married and have the benefits that we give to married couples? It's just not okay to do it within our view.
It's rational, as I said before.
On the day of the ceremony alone.
It's rational because it's the redefining of marriage in the laws of this state that change the understanding of the institution and thus create the concerns. Currently, there hasn't been that redefinition of the law in this state. And that's why it's rational to allow out-of-state marriages to be recognized while to treat in-state marriages differently. That's a rational decision for the legislature to make.